Time to talk business with Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We get together on Friday mornings. So a big blow for Sacramento wine lovers and local wineries this week with the cancellation of Grape Escape. That's the popular wine and food event held every year. Apparently, this is about worries over potentially breaking state laws.
This is kind of a head-scratcher. It's a weird setback for an event that provides a really nice tourism boost to the city every year. Grape Escape is basically a wine and food festival in Cesar Chavez Park. And, you know, people make a weekend of it. They stay in hotel rooms. They generally spend money. It's more than just an event. It's a draw for the city. But this year, yeah, the State Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control raised concerns actually last year that ended up affecting this year's event. The concerns were that it could be illegal for wineries to participate because of this old obscure law that forbids donating wine to an event that bears a retailer's name. And, of course, this event is sponsored by Save Mart, a retailer. So, you know, apparently attempts to work around this law weren't enough to avoid sort of scaring off the wineries. So very few of them were participating. They worried that they'd lose their licenses, and most pulled out, and that forced the event to be canceled.
Another story that's kind of a big deal in the business world, though I'm not really sure why, so maybe you can break this down and help me understand. A med tech company called Sesca Therapeutics there in Rancho Cordova, their auditing firm has stopped working with them.
This is a little complicated, but it's very interesting. It's a problem for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's a very public problem for this company, a matter of appearances. It's publicly traded, so that means when stuff like this happens, it has to file a notice with the SEC. And the auditors, Ernst & Young, withdrew, so the Sesca has to sort of admit in public that this happened. Now, neither the company nor the auditors are saying exactly what happened, although the filing does indicate that auditors found some problems. So, you know, naturally, that doesn't look good for investors.
And I heard this company, Sesca, they've had some other problems for investors to worry about.
That's sort of the second part of this problem for the company. It's had a string of bad headlines. Sesca is a medical technology company that's sort of attempting a very difficult feat. It's trying to turn itself into a biotech firm. Instead of making equipment, it would be creating these regenerative cell therapies. And that's a tough act for a little company, and it's had a pretty bumpy ride so far.
Hey, I wanted to ask you again about HealthNet. We talked a couple weeks ago about how some jobs at the insurance company could be at risk because a federal contract is up for renewal. But now there's news that more HealthNet jobs are in question. What's going on?
HealthNet has a couple thousand employees in Rancho Cordova, a big employer, and about 900 of those are being shifted apparently to a contractor called Cognizant. The workers would have similar duties and similar pay. They would just be rebadged, as they say. The company really isn't giving many details, but one former worker tells us that what Cognizant is doing is offering two-year contracts. And naturally for the workers, the concern is, okay, do their jobs last after that? I'm sure they are aware that a big part of Cognizant's business is sending work overseas to places like Mexico and the Philippines.
Everyone's thinking about the drought, and I heard about a low-interest loan program. I guess it's typically for energy efficiency upgrades, but it can also be used to save water.
Right. This is a program called PACE, and it's a little obscure, but it's really kind of a powerful tool for property owners, both commercial and homeowners, to finance efficiency improvements. And as you say, yeah, it's mostly for energy. It's usually used for, like, putting up solar panels, but you can also use it to invest in water-saving measures, so like low-flow fixtures or drip irrigation. And the terms are very attractive. It's basically a loan that you pay back on your property tax bill. It's a good deal, easy to do. Placer County, several agencies offer it, but Placer County is especially aggressive with this program, and this week even decided to waive the application fee for water projects. So definitely something for property owners to investigate.
That's Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.